my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today, this is for the recording date of Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to climb up out of the mind of Satan. Climb up out of the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, Illuminati, Masonic order. At the same time, we endeavor to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the Most High. And in that realm of conscience, of consciousness, we see that it is incumbent upon all poor working class masses of black, brown, red, yellow, and white to come together, work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator for this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. And I am ever thankful for such beautiful sister and beautiful woman. And I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, beautiful sister Venice, her family, and her children. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now let's give praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah, you get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Now that word Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, among other definitions carrying the definition of the ascender, because the Most High Father raises us up, exalts us, or ascends us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we may be enabled and empowered to defeat the weak knowledge of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, that we may bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Kemet, the Almighty Father, at one time was known as Amen. The hidden and unseen sacred masculine power, the Almighty Father behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples, more commonly of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Creatress, the Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah, we get Yahweh, Aim. Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to the same Almighty L-O-R-D, all capitals, Yahweh, as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is Yahweh as the Almighty Mother. So we can see that Yahweh is an African Hebrew scientific word that describes the law of birth, literally carrying the definition of the existing one, who causes to come into being all that is through the law of birth, and no birth without father and mother acting in unison. Mother, Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. Wisdom is a feminine word found under the number 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived, there's the word conceived, conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is our mother as well, mother of universe, mother of creation, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh, Spirit Holy. The word for spirit in the African Hebrew language is 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And now we see and understand and know that the same word for spirit that comes from Africa Kemet is also incorporated in the name and title Ruach HaKadosh. If you combine the first two words, Ruach and Ha, you get Ruach Ka. And then for that word that signifies a living, sanctified, and holy entity, you get Kadosh. Look at Ka, Ruach Ka, and then Kadosh, Ruach Ka, and then Kadosh. And the reason why this word, holy, signifies a living holy entity is because of the word Ka is the word for spirit, and this is the scientific study of spirit energy, and spirit energy is alive. Ruach Ka Kadosh. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit's name is Allah, I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. You hear Allah, the mother. You hear Allah, the father. Properly understood, none but our mother, Allah, and our Father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. 5931, you find Allah in the African Hebrew language, the feminine counterpart of Allah. You find 5930, which is Allah, also feminine counterpart. This is Mother Holy Spirit in various attributes and characteristics. Allah has to do with the ascender from the feminine side. Mother Holy Spirit ascends us into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked world order. And then Allah, that's Mother Holy Spirit under the attribute of occurrence and circumstance. Because when we ascend into the supreme, the mind of supreme wisdom, we are then able to change our occurrence and circumstance and defeat Babylon, defeat this wicked system, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred feminine mother power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit was known as the great and the grand mother. I greet you, sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yeshua, Yahushua, Hamashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested within the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach I that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ. In fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would come in the last days of Babylon, the last days of this system, rotten system that is known as Babylon. You see, I and I are the Christ spirit in human flesh. You and me, I and I, knew the Most High before our physical incarnation and promised the Most High as Christ's spirit. We promised the Most High that if the Most High would prepare a body for us to come into, we would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Manifest that power of Christ that is within our soul, within our hands. And the physical structure and body that we live in is that body prepared by the Most High, that we may live in this prepared body to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. We were manifested in these prepared physical structures and bodies to rule this planet, rule this creation, rule this universe. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families have supplanted our authority, supplanted us from the throne, moved us and pushed us off the throne. But we are the glory of the Most High, the glory of God, Goddess. We are the might, power, and glory of God, Goddess in human flesh, the Almighty Father and Mother in us, empowering us to get up and stand up and stand for Sabbath, stand for the principles of freedom from debt and freedom from debt slavery, return of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the masses of the proletariat, oppressed, poor, working class masses of the people. That is you, that is me, that is us. We must recapture our knowledge of ourselves as Christ in human flesh. We want to review the last Sunday school lesson that we had, and then move into Revelation and the Quran and show that the universe and the Bible and the Quran and the Quran and Bible teaching the original scripture, which is the universe, which is the original scientific text, the original religious text, the original text of civilization, and Bible and Quran are manifestations of such reality in written form. Now, the last Sunday school lesson we had was titled God Scatters the Nations, and I want to review that and end with this Babel and this Babylon. You see, we talked about how this group of people that really symbolize modern-day civilization under Europe, they gathered together. This is Genesis chapter 11, verses 2. Is it to the end? Not quite to the end, but to verse 9. Genesis chapter 11, 1 through 9. We're speaking of a group of people gathered together by their wicked ruling class and ruling families, who proceeded to construct a civilization that we knew the people would need to purge themselves from their sins. This sinful civilization that was to be constructed, the color white was used in this lesson, Laban, and that had to do with the science of mixing material. This tower was to be the color white, and white is not white people. White is light and the sun, and this was cluing us into that the civilization was going to be sinful, full of sins and filthy practices, that the people would need to use the illuminating knowledge and wisdom, light of the sun, as illuminating knowledge and wisdom, and so that we would be empowered to purge ourselves from the sins of the civilization. We must take a lesson today. Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and the politicians influence us to support warfare, bloodshed, and division of the human family. We must repent. We must clean from the sins of this civilization, this nation, this system. We talked about how in verse 4 that the lesson caused us to know that we were specifically talking about the wicked ruling class and ruling families, because the word top, it says that the top may reach into heaven. And the word top had to do with the chiefs and the leaders of government, finance, education, and religion. And that to reach into heaven had to do with the using of the sciences. The very science of civilization is a replica of the science of the universe and the science of how the Most High Father and the Most High Mother governs the universe, and then using that knowledge and wisdom and understanding to understand how to govern people and create civilization and governments and institutions, and how to use that knowledge to study the physical anatomy and use all of those sciences, not for the people. The wicked ruling class and ruling families use that knowledge and wisdom for themselves, exclusive, in exclusivity from the masses of the people. So we see that the poor working class masses of people and your middle class, you see, sisters and brothers, this is to teach us how to analyze our civilization today. Look at the ruling class. Look at the so-called middle class, and look at the poor and working class. The politicians are the spokespersons for the wicked ruling class. The heads of corporations are also spokespersons for the wicked ruling class. Many people who have all manner of skills, who are members of guilds or unions or organizations, using their skills, giving their skills over to the wicked ruling class to build and engineer and design. And you have social engineers, you have people who have a mind for psychology and for how to get into the minds of the people, so that the politicians and the heads of corporations and the chiefs and heads of religion can speak words that will influence us into being maneuvered into supporting the wicked ruling class and ruling families as they use all of us for their benefit and not for our benefit. You look at the Republican Party. Their rhetoric goes after the minds of poor working class, so-called white, Caucasian sisters and brothers. Pushing buttons of ethnicism, racism, pushing buttons of separation along racial and religious lines. Now, the Democratic Party, controlled by the same wicked ruling class and ruling families that control the Republicans, they use rhetoric that comes after labor and unions, those who have a mind for civil and human rights. But both parties maneuver us into working on behalf of the wicked ruling class and families, that the wicked ruling class and families may use the universe for themselves and destroy middle class, poor working class in the process. So that was the how to define that the top may reach into heaven. All of this is metaphor teaching us about society today and to make a name for yourself. And the word tower had to do with arrogance and making a name for yourself and not thinking of the people as a whole. And the word city Although on the positive side, to create a city is good, on the negative side, this word had to do with terror and stress, if I have it correct. And so look at how this society is stressing us all out. Terrorist acts, economic warfare, government shutdown, the destruction of poor working class, destruction of Head Start, destruction of programs that children need to fight cancer, destruction of the WIC program for children and mothers. And when you look beyond the government shutdown and understand that Barack Obama's last budget factored in cuts to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, to the WIC program, to Meals on Wheels program, to programs for heating assistance for the elderly, programs for education, cuts in these areas of society were already factored into the budget. And then you have the scenario of the Affordable Health Care Act that is called Obamacare, that is really a Republican creation, first implemented by Mitt Romney, a Republican, and then the Republican Party wants to shut the government down behind a Republican-created health care program. You can see that both parties are only following actions and directives and scripts that is created to cause stress and terror within the human family, the oppressed, proletariat, poor, working class masses of the people. We need to purge ourselves of this system. We need the light and the wisdom of the Most High to purge ourselves of such wicked practices and wicked manifestation of wicked system. Let's go ahead and take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.